I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. We start this Tuesday with a number, 23. That's how many guns police say the shooter in Las Vegas had with him in his hotel room on Sunday night. But what's still not clear is why. Why Stephen Paddock carried out the deadliest mass shooting in modern U.S. history. Investigators say they found no evidence of any links between Paddock and any terrorist group. But that's not what ISIS wants us to believe. They claimed responsibility just hours after the shooting. In an online statement, they said Paddock had recently converted to Islam and was inspired by ISIS to carry out the attack. Terrorism experts are skeptical of the claim, so we got in touch with Rukmini Kalamaki of the New York Times, who covers ISIS and their operations. Now, you had your doubts pretty soon after ISIS claimed credit for the shooting in Las Vegas. Why is that?
Well, the first thing that I looked at was what was known about the shooter. And as soon as I found out that he was a white male who was 64 years old, I started to question their claim. That's not to say that a 64-year-old who happens to be white can't be a member of ISIS, but that's very much an outlier in terms of the demographics that we know of ISIS fighters in the U.S. Young, digital natives, and some of them with troubled pasts. The oldest American recruit to the Islamic State is a woman who happened to be 55.
Talk a little bit about the language that ISIS uses in their claims of responsibility. They call the Las Vegas shooter a, quote, soldier of the Islamic State. What did that tip you off to?
Soldiers of the Islamic State are their members in Iraq and Syria who are fighting on the front line in Mosul, as well as anyone who carries out an act in their name abroad. All of them are called soldiers of the Islamic State. What is more interesting is that they say that he, quote, responded to calls to target the coalition. That's a reference to a speech by the ISIS spokesman in 2014, where he called out to their global community and said to them, you don't need to come to the Islamic State in Iraq and Syria. You can kill the infidel right there at home. So that language suggests that this would have been an inspired attack rather than a directed one by the Islamic State.
ISIS has doubled down on this claim, even tripled down.
Yes.
Is that normal?
Well, it's normal if it's a signature attack that they really did do. If the evidence doesn't emerge and there is no ISIS link here, which is what we're looking at right now, I think ISIS will have, you know, blown a mile-wide hole in their credibility. This is a group that has been relatively disciplined in only claiming attacks that they did themselves or that were carried out by people who were inspired by them. There have been exceptions, and there have been a couple of high-profile mistakes this year. There was a bomb plot that they claimed at Charles de Gaulle Airport in Paris. It turned out to be false. And there was the claim of an attack on a resort in Manila, which authorities in the Philippines say was not linked to ISIS.
So why might this be happening, this kind of measured increase in false claims?
There's a number of theories. I mean, keep in mind, ISIS is a group that has been losing both ground as well as personnel. We know that they have lost several senior figures, including the founder of the Amaq News Agency, which is the body within ISIS that puts out these claims. So one working theory is that as they lose personnel, they're getting sloppier. I don't believe one of the currents of thought among certain experts is that ISIS is actively trying to deceive us. And the reason I don't believe it is because evidence has emerged from one member of Amaq who was arrested in Germany, showing the extent he went to try to confirm claims of responsibility. They gave the example of an attack that happened in Europe, I believe in Sweden. And in the records, we learned that he tried to contact the source in Sweden to try to figure out, was that guy really acting in the name of the Islamic State? And only when he got the confirmation did he go out and publish it on the terror group's platform.
So the FBI says there's no evidence that ISIS had anything to do with what happened in Las Vegas. You kind of tipped to this earlier. How much is this going to affect ISIS's credibility with its followers?
Well, ISIS members in general don't believe what the Western media says anyway. They've grown up in this culture where everything that I at the New York Times publishes is propaganda for the U.S. government. So it's possible that they will take it as, oh, it's just the Western media and the Western government hiding the great martyrdom of our brother.
So just to be clear, Rukmini, your belief is that there is no ISIS connection to the shooting in Las Vegas or the shooter, but one may still emerge.
At this point, we have no evidence to suggest a link. In order to be considered an ISIS recruit in my book, you have to be carrying out the act in the name of this terrorist group. That has to be your intention. And I'm just waiting to see what the investigation finds. And for me, the most important thing is what will they find on his phone and on his laptop? Because those are the devices that ISIS recruits all over the world use to communicate with their handlers within the terrorist group.
Rukmini Kalamaki covers ISIS for the New York Times. Thank you very much, Rukmini. Good to speak.
My pleasure, Marco. Take care.